It is 41 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday morning. It is your 15th day of July. Wow. No hot-blooded today, James Timberlake.
Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortably cold.
No. Well, I don't think it'll be uncomfortably cold.
To the last couple of days.
We'll just have to get a little more used to it because it's only going to be 68 degrees today.
Actually, that's fine. It was 59 right now or whatever.
Right. And yesterday was 98, so we might hit 68 today. We're going to have a 30-degree drop in temps. I know, right? Today and tomorrow. And then back to sunny in mid-80s Thursday and Friday and upper 80s Saturday. So back to more summer-like 80s. Upper 80s, low 50s is normal where we should be on this time of year. 15th day of July. Linda Ronstadt, 79 today. Singer, multiple Grammy Award winner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Willie Ames, actor, producer, known for his 8 is Enough. He was a little guy. He's 65 today. Forrest Whitaker, actor.
Yeah, great actor.
He's done a lot. Yeah, I know. He's done a lot of things. Academy Award winner. What was it?
Last King of Scotland.
Last King of Scotland.
Great movie.
Yeah, Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah. Star Wars story.
Yep.
Yeah, he's 64 today. And Bridget Nielsen, actress, model, singer, 62 today. On the date book, Napoleon Bonaparte is captured on this date in 1815.
You know what his coffin is made out of?
Uh-uh.
It is...
I'm going to learn something new today?
Yeah, because I saw this the other day.
Okay.
It's made out of, like, it's like triple sealed or like quadruple sealed or something like that. And it's made of, like, granite, lead, and like a bunch of other stuff that is not good for the human body to like ingest, essentially. And
okay.
It's just sitting in an open little area in, I think it's somewhere in Paris, or it might be somewhere where he was from.
Okay.
But it's crazy. It's like they put him in and then they sealed it once, sealed it twice, sealed it three times, and it's with a bunch of stuff that nobody should be ingesting ever.
So you shouldn't even be handling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know.
Well, like you're not going to handle his coffin.
Right.
Right.
There's two lead coffins, an iron coffin, two mahogany coffins, an ebony coffin, an oak coffin, and then the sarcophagus, and then the base. So it's like eight coffins.
Wow. Okay. Learn something new every day.
There you go.
Look at you. 1815, he was captured on this date. 1870, Georgia is the last of the Confederate states to be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War on this date.
Okay.
1916, Boeing Company, originally known as Pacific Aero Products, is founded in Seattle by William Boeing. 1918, the Second Battle of the Marne begins during World War I. 1929, the first airport hotel opens in Oakland, California.
Okay.
1944, Greenwich Observatory is damaged by a World War II flying bomb in 1944.
Okay.
1946, the comedy team of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, they debut together.
Oh, there you go.
You've seen some old videos of those. They're pretty funny. 1935, the country's first parking meter was unveiled. James, I'm surprised you haven't seen this.
To the bane of everybody's existence.
Right. Guess where?
I don't know.
Oklahoma City.
Oh, really?
It's on the next time you go to Oklahoma City, James, on the corner of First Street and Robinson Avenue.
First Street and Robinson Avenue. Okay.
I wonder if they have a little sign there. Country's first parking meter.
Yeah, you know what? If I know my great people, someone probably ripped it out of the ground because it's like, are you serious about this? I have to pay for this?
Yep. 1996, we used to have parking meters here in Sheridan.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Man.
Long time ago.
Thank goodness we don't anymore.
No, I know. 1996, MSNBC, 24-hour all-news network, made its debut on cable TV and the internet on this date. And 2006, Twitter was launched.
Mm. Yeah.
I
remember that. I remember...
different owner at the time.
I remember seeing that really early on.
Twitter?
Yeah, because I remember this vividly. I think this was probably like 2000. This may have been 2006, 2007. It was right before my dad's wedding to my stepmom, and we went into this jewelry store for, you know, ring stuff, to get a ring cutting or something like that done. And I remember walking in, and I remember seeing that behind the counter, the guy had Twitter up, this website. And I was like, what is that? He was like, oh, it's called Twitter. It's just this new social media site that everybody's trying to hop onto. I was like, oh, cool. That's interesting. And this is when I was like, you know, younger, and I knew about Facebook and everything like that. Right. And I heard that. I was like, oh, cool. There's going to be something else that you can get onto and look at.
Yeah,
and
now so, there's 100 million
of
them.
I was going to say. Well, and Twitter's arguably the biggest thing on planet Earth in terms of social media other than like TikTok. But I remember seeing that. And anytime everybody mentions that, I was like, I remember seeing that very, very early on.
Yep. A little bird, right?
Yep.
Do they still use that bird?
No, it's an X.
Oh, that's right. It's X, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Arctic Sea Ice Day.
Sure.
Okay. Be a Dork Day.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Sure. Clean Beauty Day. I don't know what that means, but
clean beauty.
Clean
probably
beauty.
Like
you're naturally beautiful or what?
Like beauty supplies that aren't tested, you know.
Clean beauty.
Incorrectly, I guess. That are green clean? I don't know.
You're grasping for straws on that one. Come on. All right. Give something away day. Hey, here you go.
Yeah.
I like doing that. I like giving stuff away. Just because.
I do once every couple months.
Once every couple months
you give something away? Like once every couple months I'll do a donation of like clothing.
Oh, okay.
I'll go through and be like, I don't wear this anymore. I just need to get rid of it.
Okay, so you want to know a trick on wearing your clothes?
Wear a belt. There you go.
No.
Got it.
Okay, here's the deal. Take all your hangers. Do you put your hangers forward? Right? Most people do.
Yeah, right.
Okay. When you use an article of clothing, turn the hanger the other way. Okay?
So like reverse it?
Reverse it.
Okay.
Leave it in your closet. Then after 6 months, look at and see what you've worn. You can see what you've worn.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. And after a year, then you really look at it and go, hey, man, I'm not wearing that. And then after a year and a half, 2 years, it's like, these all got to go. I haven't worn them.
True.
So turn your hangers around as you use them.
True.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
And then you can, after a while, evaluate. It's hard for me to.
Or if you've got dressers and drawers, just take whatever's out on the bottom.
No,
you haven't grabbed forever.
All right. So there you go. Give us something away today. Hey, gummy worm day. Yeah, there you go. Everything's
like,
gummy worms now.
Gummy worms.
You know, gummy worm vitamins. Gummy worm this. Gummy worms.
I take a gummy vitamin every day.
I know. Do you? Yeah. Do you think those gummy works?
Gummy works?
Do you think so? It has the same impact? Yeah, gummy vitamin C, gummy this, gummy that, rather than regular stuff.
The way I look at it, it's all going into your stomach. So
yeah.
I guess it just kind of depends on how your stomach breaks it down.
Okay. I love Horses Day.
Sure.
There you go.
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of horses.
Important around here.
You think? Where is that? Do I have that trivia on that? Oh, shoot. I think I do. Horse trivia.
I'd be curious to see how many people still believe, like actually genuinely believe that Wyoming, we still get around on horses outside of Wyoming.
A lot. That? I get asked that when I travel around to different conventions. Yeah, they ask me. How'd you get to the airport? And I go, I rode my horse.
Yeah.
And they go, really?
You're only hurting it.
I love the reaction. They go, how'd you get to the airport? And I go, how'd you get here today, you know, this weekend? And I go, oh, I rode my horse.
What do you mean, how did I got here the same way you did?
I know. Well, they don't view that. They know you're from Wyoming. They know, friends of mine, I says, you're from Wyoming. I said, how do you get to the airport? And I go, I rode my horse. And they go, really?
I love the idea.
You can just tell they instantly believe you.
I love the idea that cars and vehicles expanded to the west, but it just skipped over Wyoming and just went around it.
I've done that. I've messed with them, man.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah. I rode my horse.
Wait till they find out we got internet, too. It's going to blow our minds.
Yeah.
Fiber internet, too.
I know. I know. Tapioca pudding day. Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever had tapioca pudding.
I have. I don't care for it.
What is tapioca? Is that like a...
Like different. It's not yogurt, but it's got a texture to it. Just try anything that says tapioca and you're going to go, blah. At least I do anyway. Maybe you'll like it.
It doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't look great at all. Orange Chicken Day.
That I can get down with.
I can move on that. So, yeah.
It's a starch extracted from the cassava root. Well, no wonder it's terrible. Nothing like a pudding from a root.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And eating crickets will help your digestion.
Yeah.
That's according to research, by the way.
I believe that.
Hey, did you know the Commodore 64 is making a comeback? The legendary Commodore 64. I know our IT engineer extraordinaire man, Steve Sisson, is an expert on Commodore 64. He's all over. Come back this year, over 30 years after its last official release. The Commodore 64 Ultimate Edition will feature a modern processor, HDMI output, Wi-Fi, USB compatibility, while maintaining at least 99% compatibility with the classic games and programs. Pre-orders are live now. $299.
Yeah. This thing looks,
I bet some people will snag that up.
This thing looks kind of cool, to be honest.
Commodore 64?
Yeah.
The
newer edition I'm looking at. The coolest thing I'm looking at right here is this keyboard is pretty nice. I like this keyboard.
You're a keyboard freak. Okay, yeah. You said it. I didn't say
freak.
I wasn't going to use the word freak, but
they got your
keyboards.
They got a beige edition. They got a couple light up editions. I like this.
All right. Well, there you go.
I've never touched a Commodore 64 in my life.
Okay.
But these are cool.
All right. What was your first car?
2007 Honda Accord.
2007 Honda Accord.
Dad's old car.
All right. Mine? 1974 Gran Torino Sport.
Ooh. Whoa.
Man. Every time I think about it, sold it.
What year was it?
1974 Gran Torino Sport. You know, had the blue vinyl on the top, the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like Starsky and Hutch car.
I was going to say, this is a nice car.
It was pretty cool. It was my brother's car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had that for years.
Did it have like 160,000 miles on it?
Oh, yeah.
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 Gran Torinos are cool. I like Gran Torinos.
They are. Yeah. Here's a question, probably more for me than you. What's something you don't do now that you're older?
Ooh.
You don't
that's
mind.
Probably more
you know,
for
mine
you.
Mine is climbing on my roof or climbing up a ladder. No more.
Something that, I mean.
I stopped doing it because one, my brother, who's 10 years older than me, fell off the ladder and shattered his pelvic bone. You know, it's like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Hey, I got an idea. How about I pay somebody to do this?
How about I just pay somebody to climb that? Oh, we were back on horses. I jumped ahead. Horses were first domesticated in Central Asia, particularly in modern-day Ukraine, Southwest Russia, and Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The ancient Greeks used horses primarily for chariot racing and warfare. Horses were introduced to the Americas by Spanish explorers in the 1500s.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The use of horses greatly increased the effectiveness of early mail systems like the Pony Express. That was a short period of time. Horses were once used in coal mines for transportation of materials. Interesting. Yes. Horses were essential to the success of Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used the...
Yeah.
The bow and arrow and on horseback.
Yeah. And equestrian events were part of the first modern Olympics in 1900.
Wow.
So there you go. Little horse trivia for you today.
Delivering of the mail, that's something I don't do. As I've gotten older, I don't write letters.
You don't write letters. You don't even use a stamp.
No, well, yeah, I know. But when I was younger, you do like thank you notes and thank you letters and stuff.
Right.
Like that. I don't do that anymore very much.
You send an email.
Well, I'll call. Text, you know, but I'll call depending on what it is.
We got to talk after the show. Come on, man.
Do you still send thank you letters out?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
More power to you.
Yeah. This is personal.
You're right. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it depends. So from my perspective,
I know how I feel when I open a letter. It's been personally written. Say, hey, thanks a lot. You know, appreciate it. I get that from, we get that from listeners all the time.
Yeah, true.
You know,
well, it's different
for
that. I'll
you know,
agree.
Say, hey, really, you know, thank you for doing that. Well, they can send you an email. I get those, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But when I get the personalized ones, because I'm going, here I am looking at the mail every day. Mm. Bill, 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 Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I go, ooh, thank you note. You can tell, you know, by the letter. It's like, I'm opening that one first. And it's a thank you. Written.
You should go bad news first. Just do the bills and then get the
just
good
thing. Just get the bills over with. Yeah, do the bill. Bills, get them over with. According to the survey, James, 3% of people use what to wake them up in the morning?
3%. 3%?
Yeah.
3%.
Their pet.
Okay.
Does Amelia wake you up?
No.
Okay.
No, it's, I mean, he's a cat, so.
Right, he's my cat, too.
I wake up dead asleep,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he sleeps longer than I do.
Yeah.
I don't sleep very long.
That's what they do.
Yeah. 1 in 7 people say they actually enjoy awkward situations.
That's one in how many?
I kind of embrace them.
No.
Because then I'll call them out. I'll just call it out. Oh, this is awkward. We're having an awkward moment here. Yeah. One in seven.
That's a lot. That's crazy.
1 in 7. We're having an awkward moment.
I avoid at all costs any sort of awkward moment.
I hate that feeling. 3/4 of us have a flashlight, but less than half don't work.
Yeah, I believe that. Batteries die in it.
I'm a flashlight. You know you like pens?
Mm-hmm.
We like pens. You know what else I like?
You have a bunch of flashlights in your house?
I like flashlights, yeah.
Okay.
I do.
That's an interesting one.
All of my flashlights work.
They all have to.
It can't be a collection unless they all work. Yeah, they got to work. 5% of people who have a dishwasher never use it. I use mine all the time.
I believe that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
Some people prefer the hand washing.
Right.
And you know what? More power to them.
Right. Here's one for you. Between 1 and 10, how do you rate yourself as, how do you look?
From 1 to 10?
From 1 to 10. Average Americans say this number. What do you say?
I'd say about a 6.
6?
Yeah.
Seven.
I'll go 7.
Hey, I was going to say, no, you're not a 6.
I'll go 7.
You're not a 6. But the average is 6.
Average is 6?
Yeah.
It'd be weird if you said, honestly, it'd be weird if I said 6 and you said, nah, you're probably more a 5. So I appreciate that.
You're good, James. You don't want to set yourself up for failure on that one?
No, see, you always got to shoot lower.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, you think you're a 7.
If you shoot low,
I agree. I actually think you're maybe even higher than a 7.
Okay, but here's the thing. The person answering has to shoot low and then let somebody else prop you up higher.
Hopefully they'll prop you up.
Exactly,
right?
That's my point. Yeah. I'm happy you didn't say, no, actually probably closer to a 5. Because that would have really...
Maybe you're a 5. No.
That would have brought me down like crazy.
I'd say you're a good solid 8.
You don't know me that well. Let me tell you.
I know you
probably
well.
About a 7.
I know you for a long time.
I'm firmly sat at about a 7, maybe.
You think you're 7? A solid 7?
I'd still go down to probably about a 6, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, James.
Could be better.
You're cutting yourself short.
That's what I'll say. It could be better. That goes for basically everybody, though.
That's true.
Not just looks. I'm talking like everything. The whole package.
Oh, the whole package.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going for the whole package deal.
Was it? It's
Look
just
at
looks?
You. Yeah. No, just looks.
Okay. I'd still probably hang around a 6.
I'm giving you an 8, man.
Thanks.
Solid 8.
Bob, I'll give you about a 4.5.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. I would agree with you.
I get a 7. You get a 7.
No. I don't even think that high. We have Fox News on the way next. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. Try that.